Hello, and welcome to the Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Jackie Borman. Today on the Purdue Dairy Digest, we will talk about the new payments to dairy producers as part of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program that were announced earlier this month. The Coronavirus Food Assistance Program has announced payments to agriculture commodities as a result of market disruptions due to coronavirus. The CFAP is open to farms, including dairy farms, to enroll from May 26th to August 28th at USDA Farm Service Agency offices. The payments are based off of milk production produced from January to March 2020, with the approximate price of the payment of $6.20 per hundredweight for the first quarter of milk production. The $6.20 per hundredweight are coming from two sources, the CARES Act and funding from the Commodity Credit Corporation. The CARES Act payment is based off of 80% of the price decline measured from the average milk price received from January 2013 to January 2017 compared to the milk price in the week of April 6, 2020. And those are for milk prices, for milk sold in the first quarter of 2020. So that's a little complicated. There is a calculator that should help explain that, that I'll describe later. The portion from the Commodity Credit Corporation is 25% of the price difference described previously, but for milk projected to be sold in the second quarter of 2020. These two sources of funding and ways of calculating the value are combined into one value, and that's where we're getting the $6.20 per hundredweight. The CFAP payment is likely going to be split into two payments. The first would be 80% of the proposed payment, and the second would be the remaining 20% as long as funds are still available. Because many agriculture commodity groups are included in this, it is unsure if there will be sufficient funds in this program, so they're splitting it into two payments. For each individual, the limit for a CFAP payment is $250,000. A single farmer would reach this limit at around 700 cows milking 78.5 pounds of milk per day for the first 3 months of 2020. If there are several individuals with ownership of a farm, they may each be eligible for up to $250,000. One person is ineligible for the payments if their average income from 2016 to 2018 is above $900,000, unless at least 75% of their income is from farming, and then they would be eligible. So these are a lot of rules that are complicated to explain, but I would recommend that you contact your local FSA agency to determine if you are eligible and what information is required to qualify for these CFAP payments. More information, as well as a calculator to determine the payment that would be available, is at www.farmers.gov/CFAP. I would really encourage you to look into if you're eligible for this payment. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us in iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today, and you can listen to this podcast at your own time. Thank you.